Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Lila, Rasa Panchadhyaya, Dasama Skanda, 10th Canto, Chapter 29, Verse number 9. The gopis meet Krishna for the Rasa dance. Antirgriha gata kaschid, gopyo labdavanirgama, Krishnam tad bhavana yukta. Tadyur milita lochana. Some gopis, the sadhana siddha gopis, couldn't get out of their houses, but remained home, closed their eyes, and meditated upon Rasabihari and pure love. Bhav, unable to go to Krishna, they closed their eyes and meditated upon his transcendental form. Summary of yesterday, although they could not go out physically to meet with Krishna, the fire of separation from Krishna burned up the last traces of material influence in their consciousness. And then they attained fully transcendental bodies, which we mentioned, Vastu Siddhi. And then they were qualified for dancing in the future nights of the Rasa dance. This discussion of the bodies, the gopis, and their meditation goes on to verse number 10 and 11. Very extensive purports also by Vishwanath, which we can go through to understand the situation and how it applies to us as sadhakas endeavoring for siddhi or perfection. So we're discussing this verse number 9. And five different points we mentioned. And now we discussed yesterday about some gopis were blocked, even Radharani was blocked. But not because of a lack of purva rag or purity of her prema or intensity of her attachment with Krishna, but because the gopis wanted to preserve her man, her pride. Why run out? Relax. Let him burn with intensity. Let Krishna burn with intensity to meet you. Why should we burn? Why should you, our Swamini, burn in separation, which you do often? Radharani becomes so much burning and separation, even in the afternoon, Nastakali Leela and Apurvan Leela. Krishna's returning from the cows from Braj, Uttaragoshta Leela. And Radharani leaves him and Suryakund, Vishwasharma Krishna. The coward boy will be turned into a bogus Brahmin with his two-piece thread given to him by Madhu Mangal. He was a Brahmin for 1 hour. But even he was a Brahmin, but he was more sense-controlled than Bhattu. Bhattu is Madhu Mangal. And the whole time during the puja, Vishwasharma, his assistant, his Purohit assistant, Madhu Mangal, was staring at the sweet offerings for Suryadev. Just, wow, look at those ladus. And afterwards, then Krishna said, it's customary after the puja that the jajaman, the beneficiaries of the puja that's being performed by the Brahman or Purohit, they should give some charity to the Brahman and some prasad, the Thakurji prasad, in this case Surya prasad, and some dakshina. Dakshina means money, jewelry, etc. So then Jatila, who happened to surprisingly come there to discover her daughter-in-law dutifully performing her daily Surya Puja. And then she was, yes, I'm very happy with the puja. In fact, Vishwasharmaji, I'm so moved by the intensity of your bhakti and devotion for our Ishtadev, our family Ishta, Suryadev, that it would be nice if you could come every day. I know you came from Mathura with great difficulty. It was difficult to find you, to bring you here. But if you could somehow find find an excuse or somehow be kind to us and come here every day and conduct this puja for my daughter-in-law, I would be most grateful. And Vishnu Sharma said, yes, I can try to fit her into my schedule, try to make some room for this new judgment of mine. I think I can surely accommodate her somehow or other. And Krishna's own jest. So, all right, then please accept this tray with this prasad. And then Krishna said, but where is the dakshina? Because when you give prasad or bhoga, then it must be dakshina, donation, charity, silk, gold, ring or something. He said, I forgot. Oh, Radharani, why don't you take one of your rings off? So which ring did Radharani remove from her finger? She removed the ring that's connected. There's this ring that says Radha on it. Krishna wears a ring that says Krishna, naturally. So when Radharani sees Krishna's fingers moving through her hair or decorating or painting her feet, then she sees, Krishna's name on her, on his finger. Krishna's finger is doing Krishna Nam Sankirtan, like our fingers, right? Our fingers are moving on the Vamala, doing Krishna Nam, Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna. But Krishna is doing his mala. He's stringing flower garlands for Radharani, sitting right in front of her, stringing garlands. I'm making this Malika Mala for your hair. I've decorated your hair. I braided it and brushed it, made it look nice like it was before. But now the Mandris gave me these nice malikas, and I'm personally stringing them with the heartstrings of my love. And so Radharani, seeing her hand going with each flower, Krishna's hand, Krishna, Krishna, says, oh, this is so nice. You chant Krishna's name, Radharani smiles, she runs to your side. She runs to your heart. You chant Radha's name, then Krishna runs to your side and he runs to your heart. Runs to your side and sits in your heart. Because your heart is on the side, not in the middle. And it's on the left side because Krishna's Tera. Tera means bent. Chibanga lalitam niyata prakasham shamasundaram. Shamasundaram chibanga. He's Chibangi. He's bent in three places. His mind is bent, his words are bent, and his actions are bent. Not straight like a sannyasi. Sannyasi carries danda. Kayo manavakya. These are the main thing. Mind, man, kayo, body, vakya, words. There are three sticks in a danda. Tridanda, you've heard? Tridandi bhikshu. Tridandi bhikshu. He's a beggar with a stick. So if a beggar comes with a stick, that's not a very good beggar. Not a very humble beggar. The beggar has a long stick. Please, bakshish. And if you don't give bakshish, I give bakshish. I give bapshish. I give you bap with my danda. You give bakshish? Bakshish means donation. Or I give you bapshi. Bap. So these three are very straight. But Krishna is bent in three places. He's not carrying danda. He's ruled by the danda of Radharani's chastisement. When Radharani rebukes him with gali, then that's the rebuking. Rebuking means verbal. You can verbally rebuke someone or rebuke someone like the Qazi's men rebuked Haridas Thakur. That was rebuking with a cane, beating with a cane. That's a danda, sugar cane. It must be bants. Bants danda, very strong, hard, powerful, dry bants, unbreakable. So Krishna, he's bent because his mind is bent, not straight. His words are bent. He speaks crooked. He lies. They're not straight. And his mind, his body, as we know, is bent. Yamashama syndrome. We worship him. Tribhangi. So the heart is on the left side. For two reasons, because it's not centered, because Krishna's not centered, he's always bent. And it's on the left side because Radharani is Bhamya Prakar. Radharani's Bhamya Prakar, Dakshin Prakar, Bhamya Prakar. Dakshin Prakar means right side. And this Bhamya means left. Bhaya Daya, you say in Hindi, Bhaya Daya. Bhaya Taraf, Daya Taraf. Right side, left side. So her This is a side. The heart is on our left side. So when you chant Radhe, 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 Krishna comes to your left side where Radharani stands, and he enters your left side where your heart is. You see? So Krishna runs to your side. Which side? In the Shakti. This is Shakti Taraf. Taraf. The left side is where Shakti stays. Sita, Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, Jeev and Krishna, Jeev Shakti and Krishna, Shishya and Guru. Shishya. Shishya is on left side and Guru is on right side. This is nice meditation. So we're discussing this point, how the Radharani is blocked. And because Sakhi Manjari said, preserve your man, your pride in being the number one Sakhi. It's explained by Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad and Acharya Prabandha. He says that, and one particular Ras, this Maharas is on this Ashwin Purnima, 4 days away from now, it's Rasa Purnima. The Maharas dance of the Sharad season is coming in 4 days, which is actually Ashwin Purnima. And that description is here in the Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadhyaya. But another, there are many 360 nights in a year. And Krishna has Vasantaras and Govardhan. He has Ras and Barsana, Nandagrama and Kamyavan, and all Dwadasavan, Ras Leela is there, Ras Mandal is there. Krishna's not a robot, he's not rigid in control. When he's in the mood for Ras, if the Udipana is there and everything is, then he dances. So many Rasasthalis in Vrindavan. So this particular night, what was it? A little tired, my brain. So she was blocked to preserve her mind. So one particular Ras Leela that Prabhupada Saraswati mentions, that Krishna called and all the gopis were there. The verse we actually read yesterday, maybe didn't catch it. They said all the gopis assembled in front of him. Chandravali was there. In Padma Puran, it explains there's the Ashtasakis, not the Sakis of Radharani's gun, her Ashtasakis. Ashtashaki Shiromani Shri Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Ashtashaki Shiromani. The crest jewel of all the Ashtasakis. That means the eight Sakis and means Radharani Sakis. But in Skanda Padma Puran, they list in Vrindavan with 16,108 gopis, or in the Maharas dance, there were 3 billion gopis, Padma Puran says. 3 billion. More than India's population. India's 1.5 billion. And there's 3 billion gopis in the Maharas. That's Maha Maha gopis. But 16,000. And then of those, there's 16,000 gopis among the millions. And of those, there's 64. And of those, there's 32. Then 16, then 8. And who are those 8? There's Chandravali and Radha. And there's Alita and Vishaka and Padma and Shaivya and Shamala, like this. There's Saman Chandravali and some of hers, and Radharani and some of hers, and then Surit Paksha, the friendly party, Shamala Sakhi. These are Ashtasakis. And of these 8, then there's 2 most prominent, Chandravali and Radha. Verses like that. And of these 2, the most prominent is Vrindavaneshri Radha, Vrishabhanunandani Radha, Kanumano Mohini Radha, Madan Mohan Mohini Radha, Rasabiharani Radha, Kunjabiharani Radha, Radha Kunda Viharini Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. Number 1. And number 2 is Chandravali. So you can imagine how much, as we mentioned before, how much Chandravali is a lookalike of Radha. Chandravali's father is Chandrabhanu. And Radharani's father is Vrishabhanu. Brothers. And brothers look alike oftentimes. So Chandravali looks like her father because the daughter takes after the father. And Radharani looks like Vrishabhanu. That means that then, therefore, that means that Chandravali looks very much like Radharani. But she's a Chandra, but when the sun rises, the moon runs away. Chandravali. Avali means Roav. Deepavali. Avali, Roav, series of. Dia. So many ghee lamps. Chandravali or Deepavali. She's Chandravali. All right, She's like a row of moons. There can be a whole row of moons. But one sun rises, Prishabhano Nandini. Bhanu means sun, Bhanu Nandini. When she rises, all the stars, all the moons, everything gone. Because you know, if you look in the nighttime sky, you'll see Chandradev. He's prominent, Uddaraj, the moon. But there are planets out there, like I think it's Saturn or Jupiter, has eight moons around it, has eight Chandra planets around it, seven or eight. And they're there in the sky, but so far, they appear twinkling to us like a star, like a nakshatra, a star. We can say Tara. They're actually Chandras. There's so many moons. But when that one sun planet rises in the morning, all the moons, all the nakshatras, constellations, all the Taras, stars, and gone. So that's Bhanu Nandini. Chandravali is like a star compared to Radharani. Nothing. Something great. But the Prabhupada Saraswati said Chandravali was there. And many times Chandravali becomes a substitute for Radha. Some type of substitute just to increase Radharani's man. So Krishna can become Manbhanga Raj. Manbhanga Raj, he's the king of breaking man. Like you may have a good friend, you become angry or proud or a little bit upset, and that friend cheers you up. Some friends are expert at making people laugh and cheering up their friends. So when Radharani is in this Manbhanga, then there's only one person that can make her laugh. And only one person that can break her man, and that's Krishna. And he has to go to so many different ways to break her man. By humor, by bribes, bribing with sweets, by offering his clothes, offering his flute, disguising himself as a lady. So this one night, when Krishna called all the gopis, Chandravali was there. All the gopis were there, but a few. Radharani's, Astasakis, Lita Vishaka, Tungavidya, Anjuleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Champa, Chitra. They were not there. They were with their Swamini saying, sit down, relax, no need to go. Your manini Radha. And the verse said, Suman. So they were said, and then it said her pride. They were wanted to increase. Suman means man. Suman, very auspicious, beautiful, sweet. Embellishment and alankar of Radharani's bhav and love, mahabhav. It's mahabhav alankar. It's an ornamentation, a further ornament. Like you may decorate, a woman may decorate this ornament, that ornament. And say, oh, I have earrings and I have bangles, but I don't have a nose ring. And she makes a nose ring. And I don't have a chandrika, and I don't have a, what is this thing here? It was a tika or whatever it's called. Pearls or diamonds coming down the part in her hair like this and going like that. And then one by one, more ornamentation. So Mahabhav can have so much ornamentation, embellishments of other smaller bhavs and smaller enhancements. So this man is just increases Radharani's mahabhav, which Krishna increases his ulas, increases his joy and ecstasy and praying. Radha praying. Radha ras sudhanidhi. That sudhanidhi, that rasanidhi is sham. He's rasanidhi. He's the ocean. He's a nidhi. He's a treasure of ras, rasaraj, rasanidhi sham, Sri Krishna. But his Suda, that Suda, Radhara Suda Nidhi, then that, he's Nidhi, he's a treasure, but he's not a nectar treasure. It's one thing to be a treasure. You have so many treasures, jewels, ratna money, moti money, hira money, so many jewels. But then jewels that taste good? So Radharani is Radhara Suda Nidhi. Nidhi means jewel. Jewel ocean. She's an ocean of Sudha, Madhusudana. Madhusudana Krishna, he relishes, he drinks that sudha. Sudha means ras, that liquid prema, that mahabhav. The essence, the distilled essence of prema is mahabhav. And mahabhav srupini radha, she's the dispenser of that, the repository of that, and the ocean of that. The ocean, mahabhav nidhi, mahabhav sindhu. So then Krishna, he relishes that radha ras sudha, that nectar sweet taste of radha. Her mahabhav. And then he becomes happy. So all the gopis are there. And he sees, where is Radha? I called her so many times with my Murali. Murali, our flute player, our Sangeet Visharad. Prabhu Gauranga Das, he plays sometimes in the beginning one murli. Murli is 1 meter. If you keep your eye, this is called a murli box. It's sham color. In that sham box is one murli and about 10 other flutes. Bamshi Venu, so many flutes. And he always brings a murli out because my voice is a little deep. So he plays a murli as it matches. Because I'm like, old man. Old man gets deep voice. You hear my tapes from 15 years ago, I sound like a kid, a little kid. When you get old, your voice gets so low, and you get so low, and your back goes low, and everything goes down. Of course, what about Radha? Radha's doing Krishna Kirtan, but what about Krishna? You don't care about it. Radha's doing Krishna Kirtan, but Krishna's doing Radha Kirtan. He goes to sleep. We say our prayers, oh, Gurudev, please forgive me for my offenses, and please bless me. So many prayers we speak when we wake up and when we take rest. But Krishna also prays when he wakes up. He says, Radha, Radha, Radha Milita Chahiye. Oh, Providence, oh God, please bless me with a meeting with Radha. Radha Milita, Radha Milan Chahiye. I want to meet Radha today, please. And then at the end, when after Ras and Brahma Muhurta is coming, and Krishna runs back to Nandagaon and just jumps in his bed 5 minutes before Yashoda enters his room. Lala! Uto! All the gopis waiting, all the gopas waiting for you. The cows are looking towards the house, the palace. The calves are waiting in anticipation. When will you give them darshan? They're experiencing viraha. The calves, the cows, the gopas, they're all in separation from Krishna. Where is he? Then she goes inside. He's, he interlocks his fingers. Oh, Janani. Shirade. That's what a Krishna says when he wakes up. And when he's going to sleep at night, he says, Radha, Radha. Just when he comes in, he goes like this, pretends he's sleeping. Radha, Radha, Radha. Whether he's in Nandagaon or Chatika or Gokul, or even if he's in Dwarka, on his lips when he's lying in bed, Radha, Radha, Radha. Either he's with Radha Rupam, Gunan Leelam, Sakshat Radha, Prakash, an intimate divine dalliance in Kunja or Rasa or Banbihar or Bhojan, or he's separated from Radha, then he's with Radha Nam. Nam Rup Gun Lila Nanama Chintamani Krishna Radha Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna Radha Rasa Vigraha. Purnashuddha Nityamukta Vinatvamna. There's no difference between Radha and her name, Radha and her fame, Radha and her Gun, Leela. So Krishna, if he can't be with Radha, Gun, Rupan, Leela, then he's with her name at night, taking rest without her, sleeping in Nandagaon, Radha, Radha, waking up, Radha, Radha. This is his speciality. So this particular Ras, she was blocked at home by her sakis to increase her man, her pride. You're the best, Radharani. Why are you going in such a hurry? And Krishna's looking. I called all the sakis, Chandravali, all the sakis are here. Where's Radha? Radha, Radha. Again, no Radha. And he's chanting Radha's name. Where is Radha? Radha Kahan. Radha Kahan, Radha Kahan. Kotai go prima mahi. Kotai go prima mahi. Oh, prima mahi. Oh, Rasamayi Radha, Primamayi Radha, Pranamayi, Pranishri Radha, Kotai. Where are you? Kaha? Are you in Barsana? Are you in Yavat? Where are you? And then he's thinking, and his head starts wheeling because he's overcome with sattvic vikar, intense love. Then pralaya, he faints. And he wakes up. And then he tells all the sakis, he says, listen, you know, I'm not feeling very well. I'll go in this kunja and I'll rest for some time. And then afterwards I'll come and we'll begin the ras. I say, all right. And so the gopis sat and they started singing bhajan. Radha Krishna Yuga Bhajan, Ras Lila, so many things. And then Krishna was in this Gunja, and he disguised himself as a lady, female gopis disguised. It's told in Saraswati Pad. Then he went secretly. Krishna is very good at secret movings, his own abhisars. He went on a love journey to meet Radha. He went to Varsana and he entered his house and said, "Oh, Sakhi, all the Sakhis are at the Ras Mandala. Why, where are you? Shyam's waiting for you." And Krishna is disguised as a Sakhi having this dialogue. And then Lita said, no, Radharani's coming later when she feels like it. What is the problem? Shyam, he'll wait. I'd let everybody wait. No, thousands of gopis, Chandravali, so many Sakhis are there. Padma, Shaivya, Shamala, so many are there. No, Lita says, no, she's, we're just finishing her dressing. And then that gopi starts speaking, "Oh, you know, Krishna's missing you so much." And then finally Radharani feels so happy that the beautiful description by this gopi about Krishna's love and his intense anxiety and eagerness to meet her, that she says, Oh Shamala Sakhi, you so much look like my beloved, my Priyaji. And your voice is so sweet, and you're Madhu Swara, your voice is so sweet like my beloved, like my Priyatam Sham. I don't know what I can offer you because I'm so thrilled and satisfied and pleased with your discussion and description of Krishna's intense detachment and love for me. I simply embrace you. Take my loving embrace, O Sakhi, like two girlfriends may embrace or boyfriend, friends. So then a warm embrace, and then Radharani's heart starts melting, her mind starts wheeling. And then Krishna gives up his female voice, because any good actor can imitate voices or anything, movements. Actor and actress, that's their perfection, proficiency. So then Krishna said, "Actually, I'm not Shamala, I'm Shamsundar. Come, I've come personally to escort you, to give you personal. I tried to send my nirmantra, an invitation with a flute. Murali," he says, "Hare, that's the kind of, if you want me to come to your party, you knock on your door, you come personally and invite me. Otherwise, I'm not going. You send everybody 5,000 invitations. Please come to my party. So I'm just one of 5,000. You play your flute, you call thousands of gopis, this one, that one, this and that one. I know you're so expert playing different names in the flute. I'm not so cheap. You have to show a little effort. Have I not shown effort to meet you? Please come." So then this is pronouncing this exalted, most supreme position of Swamini Sri Radha. Even Krishna holds up the whole rasa dance, changes himself into a woman and runs off to Varsana. "Please, I beg you, come with me by the hand to the rasa thali." And then he runs ahead, goes back into the kunj, changes clothes. And then they arrive. And then it's like, he's, "Oh, Radharani's come, Shyam, come. Oh, yeah, I feel much better now. I feel so relieved," because he pretended he didn't feel well and he went to the kunja. And the rasa begins. So that Radharani was also blocked, along with the sadhana-siddha rishicharis who didn't get sangha with the mandris and sakis and developed their prema into sneha-man pranaya like this. How can you enter the rasa dance without having sneha mixed in the heart? And pranaya, there's pranaya. In a few verses begins the pranaya geet. The pranaya geet, the gopis are speaking pranaya geet. There's gopi geet, pranaya geet, veno geet, viraha geet, brahma geet, and of course, Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita. It begins there. It's not that we start with veno geet and work our way back to Bhagavad Gita. First, let's learn to control our senses and mind and come to Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nasankshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Lavate Param. But if you don't want to go the long route, then you study Ras Lila. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you must become yogi. You must control the mind and senses, and bhakti yogi. Yama Niyama, rules and regulations. Bhajan, saran, tapa, austerity, penance. Then purity, shudman, shudindriya. Then you become pure, become transcendental, hum brahmasmi. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma, then you become joyful. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma, ananda, chinmaya, we become anandamaya vyasat, vyasat. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma, then no more hankering, lamenting, no kankshati. And then, mad-bhaktim labhate param, then you attain my bhakti. Then you attain my bhakti, Krishna bhakti. Otherwise, it's bhakti abhas, Vaishnava praya, Vaishnava praya. Vaishnava Vas, like a Vaishnava, not really. But then Shukamuni comes, Vyasadeva comes, Krishna comes 5,000 years, sometime later after Bhagavad Gita, when this Bhagavatam was the very last thing that Vyasadeva wrote, was Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavad Gita is in Mahabharata. Mahabharata was written before. Srimad Bhagavatam, there was one writing, then it was rewritten to include the Brajaras on the advice of Narada Muni, the guru of Vyasadeva. And then there he says, as we will hear in the Rasa Panchadaya Shrutifal, in chapter 33, verse 39, he says, Vrikriditam Brajabudu Abir Chavishno. Then Shriniyat, what does he say? I forget. But one line says, Param Bhaktim. The third line says, Param Bhaktim Bhagavati Pratilabhya. Kamam, Ridrogam, Achirena, Pahinot, Pahinot, Achirena, Dhira, Pahinot. He says that he, Krishna, the literary incarnate, Vedanta Krid, Vedavedeva Chaham. Krishna says in Gita, Vedanta Krid, Vedavedeva Chaham. Vedanta Krid, I wrote the Vedas, Vedanta Krid, Vedavedeva Chaham. I know the Vedas, I wrote the Vedas, I am the Veda. Veda means knowledge, I am the source of knowledge. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Sarvasya chaham vidhi sannivishto vatasmatir ganam apohanam cha. Vedanta krid vedavid. Vedavid. Vedavid means vid. Vidvan. Bhagavan vidvan. Vidvan means possessor of vidvan. Bhagavan vidvan. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He is vidvan. He possesses knowledge. It's one of his Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashatriya Sadgun, his Sad Vibhuti, his opulences, Ganam. He wrote the Vedas, and what does he say in the Bhagavatam? Special concession, special blessing for the Kama, the rogis and the Kamis. Akama Sarvakamova, Moksha Kamudariri. We're Sarvakamis. Kamis, K-A-M-I, not communists, C-O-M-M-I-E. We're kami, we're full of calm, lust, and desire. What's the greatest burning desire in everyone's heart? It's like a disease. It's like a burning, the burning of cancer in the heart, heart cancer, lung cancer. Kamam ridrogam. Kamam ridrogam. Vyasadeva, Sri Krishna Vyasadeva is saying, Vakriditam Brajavudu Bircha Vishnu. If you hear Tat Srinayat, Shadanvito, Shadanvita, Shadanvito Anushuniyat. What's it? Yeah, the Varna. If you hear or you speak with faith this subject matter, Rasalila, then what happens? Parambhaktim Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Pratilabhya. Not just Madbhaktim Labhate. This is verse in Bhagavad Gita, 1854. Mad bhaktim labhate param. Labhate means you gain, you acquire. Lobe, you heard of lobe? Lobe means greed. Kam krodh lobe moha matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, lobe. But labhate is like lobe. Labhate, lobe. Love means greed, attainment, to acquire, to possess, to receive. Love. So you receive mad bhakti, my bhakti, Krishna bhakti. And then in Bhagavatam he's saying, Pratilabhyate. He says, Param Bhaktim Bhagavati Pratilabhyate. Moment by moment, every syllable, Prati Akshare, Prati Shloke, Prati Akshare, Nana Artakai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies, which we recite that prayer. He glorifies in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Bhagavat Mahatmyam is there. And he's glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Uvacha. He's glorifying the Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Mahatmyam, and he's saying, Arta, what is it? Shloka Arte, like this. Prati Shloke, Prati Akshara. He's saying, Prati Shloke, at every single shloka, or even half a shloka, Akshara, then you get love, there's so many meanings. Nana art kai means various, nana art, various objectives and meanings and valuable assets in every shloka and every half a shloka of this Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, it's saying, prati labhyate, at every moment, you attain not my bhakti, but param bhakti. My bhakti means, okay, you hear about me, you worship me, you do shravanam kirtana vishnu, padasev shravanam, smaranam, padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam navedanam. This is Vishnu bhakti. This is my bhakti. Okay, Vishnu bhakti, Krishna bhakti. But param bhakti bhagavati. Bhagavan param bhakti means braj bhakti. The acharyas are telling. Because there's bhakti. If there's bhakti, what is param bhakti? What is bhakti? Devotional service. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam. Isn't that the verse by Prahlad Maharaj? In Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, like Lakshmi Devi, padasevanam. So Krishna's not saying Vishnu bhakti. Here he's saying param bhakti. Sri Krishna in the form of Vyasadeva is saying param bhaktim bhagavati prati labhyate, not just labhyate. And then first this param bhakti comes in the heart, and as a result of that sweet, influential prabhav, bhakti, braj bhakti prabhav, the powerful influence of the ingress of braj bhakti into the heart, then Vidrogam kamam pahinot achirena dira. That very quickly, this disease of the heart, which I said is burning everyone, goes out. So Krishna, this is the power of this Ras Lila, of hearing this. Gita, you have to go through 18 chapters. So much hard labor. But to have the adhikar, to have the faith, and to be able to hear with a faithful heart and a surrendered heart and a submissive heart is very difficult. And Prabhupada, you can see in the new edition, I don't think we have it in the old one, but in the new edition of our little booklet, when we finished distributing the old one, there's a quotation from the Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada, chapter 33 of the 10th canto, verse number 39, Prabhupada's tika or commentary. And there he says, if anyone is four or five times, anyone can read the Krishna book and see it. Four or five times, Prabhupada repeats the idea that someone who has faith in Krishna, even if a conditioned soul hears the Ras Lila from a bona fide devotee who has faith in Krishna in a proper disciplic succession and is engaged in Krishna consciousness, even a conditioned soul, if he hears the Ras Lila, he will make tremendous spiritual benefit and attain the spiritual world. He says, everyone should hear the Ras Lila. And then he says that anyone who has faith in Krishna is qualified to hear. It's quite a very liberal and beautiful purport. Everyone's heard of Krishna book, I believe so. And that has been extracted and put into our new little pamphlet containing the prayers. When we run out of the old one, then we have the new one. So it's extremely encouraging, and because of these very words, we became inspired by Prabhupada that we had some minimal qualification to shadanvita anushrinu yadvarna yadya. To shrinu means to hear, shada, that we had some faith in Krishna. And we could hear. Shinoyat means you can hear, or Varnayat means you can speak. Varna. Krishna Varnam, Trisa Krishna, means speech or discussion. So we're qualified to hear and chant about Ras Lila. You don't have to be 99 years old and a liberated soul. Everywhere Prabhupada says a condition, if a conditioned soul, what is a conditioned soul? Everyone has the idea what it means? Condition means there's limitations, there's conditions imposed. We are not free, we're not transcendental spacemen like Narada Muni, the Bhakta avatar who can travel freely all over the universe with no limitation because he's not bound by Triguna, the Triguna shackles of Tamagun, Rajagun, and Sattvagun. We're limited. There's conditions. You've heard of a telephone that says terms and conditions applying. Are you somewhat familiar with this term? TNC, terms and conditions. But for the Nitya, the Mukta Jiva, there are no terms and conditions. He can appear in this world. He can go to Patal Loka. He can go to Indra Loka. He can go to Vaikuntha. 1 minute he can serve Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha for 12 years and get Mahaprasad, like Narada Muni did. Next minute he can go to the jungle of India and preach to the killer of animals, the deer killer, the hunter that was hunting deer, Mrigari, the killer of deer. Mriga means deer. Next minute he can go to Patal Loka and see Bali Maharaj. He can go everywhere. There's no conditions, no terms. Krishna can manifest millions of times anywhere for his will, and the jiva for the seva of Krishna can also manifest and expand millions of times. That's the power that he has given by God. It's all Krishna's Ichha Shakti. So Radha got blocked. And then we were talking about the bhava of the gopis, which is mentioned here. Krishna tad bhavana yukta. Some pani? I want pani. The Braja gopis, they connected with Krishna by ecstatic love. And obviously, there's different levels of bhav. We say, for example, when one describes prema, different levels of prema, Krishna prema, then he says prema. He says Krishna prema, and then there's different levels. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So the bhav, there's different. It says Krishna tadbhavanam yukta. That bhav, tadbhavanam, that they had for Krishna, created a union with Krishna. Yukta. Yukta means yoga, connection. But they didn't connect with him directly or physically, directly in his presence, because they didn't have mahabhav. Krishna Mahabhav Yukta. Tad Krishnam Tad Mahabhavana Yukta. The gopis that had Mahabhav, Radharani Astasakis, Nityasura Sakis, they connected directly with Krishna in his presence when he played the flute. They ran out and they were there. Direct connection. Like you get direct connection or indirect connection. So they felt his presence directly. So this line, Krishna Tad Bhavana Yukta, this is a bhav, but it is not the mahabhav. It's also said. And that bhav didn't bring them into direct sakshat presence of Krishna, but brought Krishna into their hearts by the intensity of their fire of separation, that they could not meet him personally because there wasn't that endowment of mahabhav, because they had not been trained by the mahabhav shiksha gurus. The Sakis, Alita, Vishaka. They're the gurus of Mahabhava. And Radharani is the dean of the school. It's her school. Mahabhava, Surupini, Radha. But they're the expansions of her Sarup. They're Kayavyuha. So they're also expansions of her Bhav. Yes, the Sakis are representing different aspects of Radharani's Mahabhava. She is the sum total of all that Mahabhava. But then Vishaka, Alita, they represent aspects. Not the fullest expression that Radharani has. She has purview, or the unmad, divya unmad. Madanakya mahabhav is the speciality of Radha. So these gopis, they were blocked, although the sadhana-sthita gopis, they had bhav. And it's said like that, that they didn't have the mahabhav. And then also, you'll hear from Vishnu and others, they were just bhav and hadn't developed their prema, bhav on the threshold of prema. Many beautiful points. Understanding is there's different levels of bhav. That's why when the acharyas of devotion define prema, braja prema, param bhaktim, that param bhaktim bhagavan, that bhagavati, that bhagavan, and bhagavan and bhagavati, bhagavan Sri Krishna, bhagavati Sri Radha. When they define, then they say there's prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, two levels of bhav. And even within mahabhav, there's levels, mohanakya, maranakya, then divyonmad, maranakya, and different sub-levels. It's quite a lot of hierarchy. Hierarchy, different stages and hierarchy of devotees and holy dhams and forms of the Lord and forms of prema. It's amazing. Splitting the hair and splitting the hair and splitting the hair and splitting the hair. Smaller, 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 smaller. Anoraniyan mahatomahiyan. Krishna is smaller than the smallest and he's bigger than the biggest. It's Krishna. He can be a little boy. You can cradle him in your arms and suckle him on your breast. Or you can show the Virata Rupa. Thousands of arms and thousands of heads. The same little boy that you showed her cradled in her lap. And cuddled against her chest and fed with her breast milk. And Gopal, Gokul Leela, Balya Gopal. A few years later, he's on the chariot in Kurukshetra. Look, Arjun, behold my Virat Rup Darshan. Aha. little boy, such big boy. This is Krishna. Anoraniyan Matomayan. He became so small, he entered his own mouth and showed himself to Yashoda. Yashoda opened her mouth. Krishna opened his mouth to show Yashoda at Brahmandagat. And what did she see? She saw all the universes, Virata Rupa, in Krishna's mouth. When Arjuna saw it, he saw it throughout the expanse of the entire universe. The entire firmament was filled with thousands of heads and arms, and soldiers rushing into one mouth, and time factor, and everything at once spread across all of the vast expanse. And Gopal, oh, Mother Yashoda, you think I'm eating clay and not eating your rasgullas? Why do you say that? Krishna was like, yawned. He simply opened his mouth, yawning. And then Mother Yashoda looked inside. Inside her little tiny mouth, a whole Virata Rupa. And inside that Virata Rupa, then she went through that, beyond the Virata Rupa. Beyond the Virata Rupa is the Karna Samudra, and the Karna Samudra is Paravyoma, and beyond the Paravyoma is Vaikuntha. That up beyond to Goloka Vrindavan. And she saw all beyond, not only Virata Rupa, but beyond all the Vaikuntha spheres, everything. Then she saw Goloka Dham, she saw Gokul Dham. Hey, there's me, Yashoda. And there's Gopal. I'm now looking inside his mouth and I'm seeing another Virata Rupa, and it goes on and on and on, a black hole in space. Go through the black hole and go into another universe, and another universe, and another universe. Endless galaxies and endless universes. Ad infinitum. This is Krishna. Mahavishnu. But what is Radharani? Mahabhav. She controls the Mahavishnu. She controls Krishna as a Mahavishnu within him. So who controls Mahavishnu? Radharani. Who controls Shirdakshay Vishnu? Radharani. Who controls Lord Nisringadev? Maharani. Maharani. Radharani, because she controls the Sarvavatari. Sarvavatari Sri Krishna. If you control Krishna, you control everything. If you control some man, then you control everything about him. His wealth, his factories, his everything. Close that factory. Yes, Patni. Open another one. Yes, Patni. It's like this. That's control. Especially if it's absolute. And Radharani has absolute control over Krishna. There's the absolute truth, and then there's Krishna's the absolute truth, we say, of course. But who's the controller of the absolute truth? Parameshwara means absolute truth. Parameshwara. There's Parameshwari in Radha. So this explaining that about their bhav. Then the third point is that the Brajagopis, we mentioned, it was mentioned before in our other discussion, they're the ultimate yoginis. And it seems rather odd to make a comparison between yoga and bhakti. Yogis generally fizzle out in the Brahman. They rise up to the Brahman and fizzle there. they merged in the Brahman, or but to think that the gopis, the tender, innocent gopis, are not any kind of tapasvis. They ate Krishna's remnants, and Krishna eats chapan bhog. That means the gopis eat chapan bhog. They eat Krishna prasadi. And you see so many elaborate offerings that Yashoda and Rohini, but so many elaborate offerings that Radharani cooks and prepares for Krishna. Luchi Chini, Sarapuri, Ladarasa Bali, Mugda, this, that. So many preparations are there in the Bhogartik song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and so many other songs describing Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita. Hundreds of preparations just for Krishna's breakfast is Nashta. Magda Bora, Masha Bora, Rotika Grihan. Many nice Sarapuri, Ladu, Rasgulla, and Kheer. Hundreds of preparations for his breakfast, and Krishna eats with great gusto and enthusiasm. And afterwards, Dhanishtha collects from Krishna's plate, and she takes that and mixes all Krishna's remnants in the serving buckets and whatever they have, the containers, and brings it all to the sakis. And she makes a special plate for Radharani. All those preparations that Radharani cooked, then Krishna left some for her. Mahaprasada Govinde. Mahaprasadi Govinde. It's Govinda's Mahaprasad for Radha. Govinda Nanani Radha. Govinda Sarvasva Radha. She's Govinda Nanani, Govinda Sarvasva. She's Krishna's everything, and she's the source of bliss and happiness. Govinda Nandini. And then when she takes Krishna's prasad, does she eat chickpeas and, you know, boiled rice, and she eats everything? Chapan Bhog. Chapan Bhogini. Chapan Bhogini Radha, and Chapan Bhogi Krishna. He's enjoying. So this is a yogi, and Radharani's a yogini? Where's the Vachra Begum, Manasakrota Begum? Jiva Begum, Urupashta Begum? Jiva Begum, the pushing of the tongue. She's fully controlled. She never eats anything that's not scented with Krishna's lips. Krishna Dara Amritam. Krishna Adhara Amritam, that Marupati Madhura, Marupati Madhura Adharam, Marupati Madhura Adharam. We heard yesterday about Marupati Madhura Dhyanam, Marupati Madhura Dhyanam, that the gopis are meditating on the sweet form of Krishna, Marupati, that honey drinker, that intoxicated black bee who's buzzing around the lips of the golden lotus flowers known as the gopis' faces. Swarna Champak Mukh. Golden lotus flowers. Sona Champak Mukha. Mukh. This is Shyam Sundar Krishna. So they seem to eat quite well, and we don't hear that they're doing any meditation. But then we read so many verses about Dhyanam. They're the greatest yogis. Because yoga means to meditate. Like we read this verse, Dadyur Milita Lochana. They close their eyes. Like yogis, Krishna tells in Gita, that says, Madhya Bru Arda, it says the eyes should be half closed, because if you fully close your eyes, you will. You will snore and fall asleep. Prabhupada was in New York, and his friends took him to one yoga studio. He said, Prabhupada, we'd like to take you to, there's a yoga studio on 2nd Avenue. We'd like to take you there and see where we used to go there and meditate. And now we met you, and we've been introduced to bhakti yoga. Rather than sitting quietly meditating, we're jumping. Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna, jumping, dancing. In Thompson's Tompkins Square Park, and moving here and there. So they went, and Prabhupada went. And later he said, oh, I went. I saw they were meditating, but everybody was simply sleeping. Prabhupada said, I went to the yoga studio, and everyone's sitting with their eyes, not half closed, but fully closed. Sleeping in the name of meditation. So the gopis are Milita Lochana. They're Milita Lochana. Their eyes were closed. Milita lochana dadyur dhyanam. Krishna bhavana dhyanam. They were meditating on Krishna with great bhav. And the meaning of dhyanam is to absorb the mind. Absorption of the mind. But think about it. Ordinary, the acharyas, they say that, of course, there's the seven stages of yoga. These are the eight steps on the yoga ladder. So the gopis are on the seventh step. The eighth step is samadhi. But they were on the seventh step mixed with, so it was dhyanam, but it was also samadhi, and we'll find out why. Yamaniyama asan pranayam dharana dhyanam samadhi. Yama. These are principles of self-restraint. Yam. If you don't follow yam, then you see yamaraj. Yamaraj. If you don't follow yam, then you see yamaraj. Long a yamaraj. Right? Yam. Don't follow yam, then you see yam. Yama. Then niyama means the dues. Like you've heard of niyam seva? Those that live in Vrindavan during Kartik, they usually, we hear the Urja Brata or Kartik Brat, then we hear a Niyam Seva. You've heard this term? Niyam Seva? No. If you look in the Bengali, the Babaji's Panchayat, they publish a pancham, a calendar, Vaishnav calendar in Bengali and also translated in Hindi. And there it says, Niyam Seva Brat begins, Niyam Seva Mas, which is what we call Kartik Brat. So they, Kartik, if you say Kartik Brat, okay, Kartik, it's the month of Kartik, Damodar month. But Niyam Seva means something else. Niyam Seva. Niyam means so many dues. I will do this. I will chant so many astakams. I will chant 64 rounds. I will do so many prakramas. I will do so many gilams to Shamakun and Radhakun and prakramas and so many. I'll attend so many classes and I'll chant so many stotrams and I'll stay, do Nirjali Kadasi and I'll do Jagran, stay up all night. These are called Niyams, dues. Positive devotional observances, in our case, bhakti niyam. And jnana yogis also do niyam. And karma yoga, ashtanga yogis, niyama niyam. So yama and niyam. These are established observations, the dues. And of course, asana is physical postures. But we should try to sit straight. Prabhupada sometimes, has anyone ever heard Prabhupada's japa tape? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Sit properly. And anyone or anywhere around the world who knows English, when they hear this tape, then they're lying in their couch or lying in their bed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, they're just leaning against the wall. Hare Krishna. Oh, yes, Prabhupada. Sit properly. Asan. Physical postures, prana, controlling the breathing, pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses from sense objects, dhyanam, concentration. Because our mind is full of ikshape, it's distracted, it's going everywhere. Thousands of monkeys jumping in our mind, and we're running here and there. So we have to withdraw our mind from all the external sense objects and all the internal sense objects. Pratyahara is the big, vast ocean to cross Pratyahara and come to Dharana. Yeah, I'm doing meditation. I'm meditating Asakali, chatting 64 rounds. Really? Have you crossed Pratyahara? It's so easy. Withdrawal of the senses from the sense objects. First, the Gyanendriya are withdrawn from the external senses. So it's Lochana Milita. Lochana Milita, you'd close the eyes and that's Pratyahara. But generally, Krishna says when you do this dhyanam in chapter 6 of Gita, the yoga chapter, he says half closed eyes. Madhyabhru. Madhyabhru means Trikuta. Trikuta means a third eye gazing, frontal gazing. Meditate on the third eye. It's called Agya Chakra. There's the Riddhi Chakra, Agya Chakra, Manipurvaka. Mulabandha, so many chakras, Anahata chakra, heart chakra, Vishuddha chakra, Anahata chakra, the heart, Vishuddha chakra, the throat. Then there's the Sahasrapadma chakra, thousand petal lotus in the top of the head. Sahasrapadma, in the center of the Sahasrapadma is the Brahmarandra. Brahmarandra is the opening of the foramen foramen is where the bone sutures or the bones come together, the aspects of the skull. And the midpoint is called Brahmarandra. And that's the center of the Sahasrapadma, the center part that grows up, is called the whorl, the corolla. The petals go like that and something goes up like that. And then that top point is Brahmarandra. Yogis meditate on the Sahasrapadma, they collect everything there, they travel up the whorl, out the Brahmarandra. Sahasrapadma Chakra. So now, this is called the Anahata Vishuddha. This is, it's called Agya. Agya Chakra. A-G-N-A. Agya means order. Because when one meditates here, the space, that's why Krishna says Madhya Bru. Very interesting. In 6th chapter of Gita, you can confirm. Shloka is there. Bru, B-H-R-U means brow. B-R-O-W means this. This is called eyebrow. You heard? You ever heard this term? This is called eyebrow. B-R-O-W. And Sanskrit, it's B-H-R-U, Bru. Because Sanskrit's the mother language. B-H-R-U means eyebrow. B-R-O-W means eyebrow, English. So Madhya Bru means between the two eyebrows, means here. Where lady puts a bindi. I mean, a married lady, traditional married lady. Now I put a piece of paper, sticky. Tong. You press the finger there, and that stimulates the Agya Chakra. So they meditate there. And that's called Agya, because when you meditate on the Agya Chakra, then you get control to give orders to your senses and mind. It's called the concentration point for the mind. Agya means, you heard of Guru Agya? Have you heard of Guru Agya? Have you heard of Guru Avagya? Have you heard of the 10 offenses to the holy name? Well, that's one of them. So you don't know very well. What is it in English? To disregard or disobey the orders. To disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Have you heard of that offense? What number is it? Number 3. Guru, spiritual master, agya, order. Avagya means disregard the order. Agya means order. Yes, no? No, yes. You follow? Agya means order. A, G, like Gyan. You've heard of Gyan? So this is Agya. Any rate, so this is the Agya Chakra. Means order. Law and order. Now there's no law and order in back there. Big shape, thousands of distractions. So therefore no atyahara, no pratyahara, no withdrawal of the senses. So meditating there, as Krishna says, Krishna is telling Agya Chakra Dhyanam, 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Agya Chakra Dhyanam means Madhya Bru, solid proof, Gita. You accept Bhagavad Gita as Praman? Say yes. Then you get the power, that chakra gives concentration to control the mind. Then the Pratyahara. So in Art of Chanting, we describe how to meditate there. On this chakra, Agya chakra. Agya. If you meditate on the Agya chakra, then you can remember the Guru's Agya. The Guru may say, chant the holy name and meditate on the Leela. So the power to concentrate the mind, the power to reduce and diminish big shape or distraction comes from the ability to fix the mind on the Agya chakra. That's what Krishna is telling in yoga. There's no yoga means dhyan, and there's no dhyan without pratyahara. There's no pratyahara without withdrawal of the senses from the sense objects. So half close your eyes, you can't see that beautiful girl entering the temple. You can't hear, you withdraw. Pratyahara means you're not hearing this guy behind you. You're not seeing, you're not smelling. It's a big step. There's 8 steps of perfection. Pratyahara, jhana, mamans, samadhi. So the acharyas are giving very nice discussion here on this. 8 limbs of the yogic ladder. Then after pratyahara, then comes dharana, power of concentration. When I gave that class to Loknath Swami's students on the 14th of October, I was telling about how the Shikshastakam follows these steps of yoga. When you withdraw your senses, your external senses from the objects by closing your eye, then withdraw your internal senses from the objects jumping in your mind. There's smells jumping in the mind, sights jumping in the mind, dreams and people and smells and touching. Everything jumping in the mind, what jumps out when we sleep in the form of dreams. And that controlling that mind by this meditation, so closing the eyes controls the external objects. Then fixing the mind on the Ajna Chakra controls the internal objects. And then we withdraw everything to the center point. Then we fix Radha and Krishna's Rupa, Guna and Leela there. In the Ajna Chakra, we concentrate the mind to fill the mind with Radha and Krishna Rupa, Nam Rupa, Guna and Leela. You withdraw from this. So you withdraw Nadanam, you withdraw from wealth and women and all these external things. Nadanam, Janam, Sundaram, Kavitam, Va. Then Kamita means desire. First thing is you withdraw from, I don't want this external thing. It's Kamani, Kanak, Pratishtha. These external things. Then Kamani, I don't have any desire. I just want Bhagavan Seva, birth after birth. Bhagavad-bhakti. So this is what is told here, that this is the, that level is the 5th level. So the gopis, the sadness to the gopis, they were siddha, because they were pratyahara, they were in bhav, they were doing Krishna tad bhavanam dhyanam. Krishna tad bhavanam dhyanam. They're meditating on Krishna with great bhav and love. So it's easy. They withdrew their senses from everything external. They couldn't see their husbands, couldn't see their babies, couldn't see the milk, couldn't see the cakes cooking in the oven. And they withdrew their mind when it says that they gave up their bodies, they gave up their mentality. They gave up all their internal mentality or this mamata for anything that they had externally. Their husbands, wives, they are not my husbands, and I am not the wife, and this is not my parivarma, swajananam. Then utrija, they rejected everything. Their swajana, their aryapatam, everything. Swajanam aryapatam chahitva. This is pratyahara, total. Then dharana, they were fully dharana, Krishna dharana. Fully concentrating on Krishna. All they heard was Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute. And the flute is Krishna's form. Namrup, Guna, and Leela. Oh, the Leela's going on. And we're here. He's there. Burning with separation. Burning with anxiety to be in the Leela. Be with that Krishna Rupam. That Krishna Venam. Rupam Madhuryam. Venam Madhuryam. Prema Madhuryam. We're here and it's all there. Let us go. Let us run. Let us out of here. And then that's their concentration. Dharana. Then Dhyanam. Krishna tad bhavanam dhyanam. Then they could meditate so much absorbed. They withdrew from everything. And then they saw Krishna in Spurti, and he came and became present before them in their minds and hearts. And they felt his presence and they felt his embrace in their hearts. That was the reality, because Krishna is not limited to external, internal reality. Prabhupada says in one purport, he's glorifying this Manasi Seva. He said, external, we do service with our external bodies or senses. Or we do service of our internal body and senses, or internal senses, mental senses, in our mind, Manasi Seva, it's fully appreciated and accepted by Krishna. And give him full benefit. Mental service, mental artiks, mental puja. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one purport by Srila Prabhupada. Manasi Seva. Equally appreciate Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Krishna's Bhava Grahi Janardhan. We're incapacitated, physically incapacitated or limited due to finances or situation or gender. So we can't render service externally. We have no money, no temple, no. We can't do puja, etc. Only men on the altar in India, etc. At least in Vrindavan. But then we have a mind. There's no limit to the mind. And Krishna accepts the bhava behind the seva. Whether the seva is rendered externally with physical body or internally with mental body, the bhav. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti, bhakti bhavana. Bhakti bhav. Mental seva. Well, I am a bhavaji, I have no money, I can't buy garlands, so I pick some little stinky flower here and there, and I offer it to my Giriraj or my picture of Krishna. Then I sit down and I chant japa. I meditate. Oh, I have so many nice mogra trees here. I picked all these malika jasmine flowers. And I have a nice kadamba tree and I climbed there and I got the kadamba tree, kadamba flowers. Then I have this beautiful parijat tree and I And I put my cloth under the tree at night. In the morning, I shook the tree and all the Parijat flowers rained down onto my cloth. And I gathered the ends and got a big bundle of Parijat flowers. And I strung so many garlands for Radha and Krishna. One round, two rounds, three rounds. And all those malas are going directly into the hand and heart of Krishna and directly around the neck of Radha from Krishna's own hands. Krishna, I'm making these garlands, I'm giving to you. You please put these garlands on your Radharani. This is a meditation. She's your Radharani, not mine. I am Niskinchan, I have nothing. I have a rag on my back and a piece of dirt to lie on. But I have a mind full of bhav. Krishna tad bhavanam. Feelings. Seva bhav. Seva bhav. I don't mean asakti bhav, prema. Seva bhav. Seva bhav means service with feelings. You've heard this term? Devotional service. Have you heard this? Bhakti means devotional service. Everything with devotion. Shravanam. Bhakti shravanam. Bhakti kirtanam. Bhakti smaranam. Bhakti sevanam. Archanam. Bhakti archanam. If you do bhakti, but if you do archana with no bhakti, there's no seva. Krishna's telling you, offer me. He's talking about puja. He's talking about archana. Archanam in chapter 9 of Gita. Sri vigraha puja. You offer flower and you offer fruit and you offer water to the murti. Murti seva. If there's no bhakti and no bhav, then there's no devotion in your seva, then I don't want. Patram pushpam palam toyam. This is all Archan Marg. It's Dhyanam, then Samadhi. Pure and total absorption. So the gopis, they were masters of this. And we mentioned that verse before from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. What is the meaning of Samadhi? Samadhi Siddhi Ishra Prananida Anat. Perfection of pure meditation is accomplished by devotional service to God. This is the Yoga Sutra, Samadhi Siddhi. The perfection of Samadhi, the Siddhi, the perfection of Samadhi. Pratyahara Dharana Dhyanam Samadhi. Then how does he define that Samadhi? Samadhi Siddhi Ishra Prananidhanat. The perfection of pure meditation is accomplished or attained by devotional service to God. Pranidhanat. So now what we find here, hinted at by Patanjali, is a key to meditation and absorption and samadhi is love. There is nothing more absorbing, completely and totally absorbing, than love. The ability to concentrate on the beloved, the ability to meditate on the beloved, the ability to become totally absorbed in the beloved, dharana, dhyanam, samadhi, this is possible because of love. So the acharyas, I'm only repeating the commentaries, I have no anything, realization. But this verse is here in 29.9 is Krishna tad bhavana yukta. They did love meditation. It was not yoga meditation. It was a true, this is really samadhi siddhi. It's easy to attain siddhi in samadhi if the object of your meditation is your beloved. This is what they're saying, that the Gyan yogi, karma yogi, pran yogi, ashtanga yogi, the laga laga yogis, siddhi yogis, their object of the meditation is not important. It can be anything. Your nava. You can meditate on your nava, your nak. Nava means your belly button. You can nak means your nose, tip of your nose. You can meditate on the candle flame, vombati, vombati dum, or candle flame, you can meditate. You can meditate, have some murti, meditate on some murti. Mayavadis often meditate on Krishna murtis or Shiva murtis. Then they do visarjan, murti visarjan. When they attain that Brahman or they attain oneness with the object of their meditation, the symbol of the meditation, it's the navel, it's murti, it's a murti rupam, it's a navel, it's a candle flame. That's a symbol just to fix their mind so they can meditate, to fix their mind, to do pratyahara, and then dharana, concentration. Then the object of their meditation is impersonal Brahman, the white light of unlimited consciousness, to merge in a vast ocean of consciousness as one finite particle of consciousness in the infinity of Brahman, ocean of consciousness. That drop, when you take a drop of water and mix it with other water, the individual drop loses identity. They say like that. We are a drop of consciousness merging into the ocean. How can you trace out that drop anymore? If you mix this cup of water with that cup of water, can you find out which cup is in that one cup? Impossible. So this is the, so that therefore there's great difficulty in that meditation because the object is not important. But in the gopis, Krishna tadbhavana yukta dadyor dhyanam, the object of their meditation is Krishna. And the power behind their meditation is love. So although we're saying that gopis are the ultimate yoginis, they're ultimate yoginis because they attained the state of dhyanam. Their meditation on Krishna was actually a samadhi. Because they're so much absorbed in their meditation on Krishna because he's a lover. He's a desired, lovable object, a lovable person, that he came in their presence and manifested from that meditation. So the degree of their absorption is so love-filled that it's equal to samadhi. So the meditation described here, the Acharyas say, is actually like samadhi because of their separation. And this is further developed in the next coming verses. So the object was Krishna. This is bhav meditation. It's love meditation. Bhav means love. This is a very extraordinary type of meditation. Krishna tad bhavana dhyanam. Where can you see? The indication is there, but they take it in a different way. The yogis, when they read the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Ishra Prananidhanat, it's Samadhi Siddhi, Ishra. They say the Ishra, that's just a name for the Brahman. The perfection of Samadhi is to merge with Brahman, because that Brahman, that energy is controlling everything. Everything is controlled by the energy, and the ultimate energy is a transcendental energy, which has its vikar, transformations and permutations, which manifest in these various material planets and worlds and mayak transformations. It's all vikar, a transformation of Brahman. But the Patanjali is not intending that. He's intending, this is what our acharyas say. So the object and the goal of the gopis, because that's what we were saying, yes, the gopis are the ultimate yoginis, but a very special type of yoginis. Bhava, Krishna Bhava yoginis. And they had an object of meditation. Yogis have an object of meditation. And the yogis have a goal of meditation. And the gopis had a goal of meditation. But the object of the gopis' meditation and the goal was the same. But the goal of the yogis' meditation is different than their object. Because if the guru says, sit down and think of Brahman, the yogi will say, the aspiring yogi, the unrealized perfect yogi will say, I can't do it. What is Brahman? So then think of this object or this or that. Some recommendation is given there. So the gopis is saying, the result of they meditate, like a yogi will meditate, and then he'll, on that object, and he'll realize his goal is Brahman, then he won't meditate anymore. It's like he has the guru and he throws the guru away. We say that yoga ladder, have you heard this term? The ladder. There's 8 steps on the yoga ladder. When you climb a ladder and get to the roof, you can throw the ladder away if you don't want to come down. Now you put a ladder like that and you climb the ladder. You say, I'm going to live up there now. I'm not coming down. So the yoga is a ladder to samadhi. Samadhi means Brahman realization for the yogi. And then they throw away. There's no more asana. They're just in the Brahman. They give up their body. But the gopis, they're performing yoga. They always perform yoga because the object of their yoga meditation is Krishna. And the goal is Krishna's loving embrace and eternal service. So when they realize Krishna's presence, either through meditation or directly in sakshat in front of him, then they have attained their goal. And what happens is very nice. It says, the result, the object and the goal of the gopis' meditation is one, Krishna Prem Seva. But because it's love-based meditation, with all the yoga systems, the object is different from the goal. And the result, what is the result of meditation and bhakti yoga? Like we meditate on Krishna, we try to, even in the beginning, it's enjoying. Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. Smaranam means meditation. So the object is more meditation. And Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, he explains that, he says that this is mano dharma, this rag marak, Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti is mano dharma, it's the religion of the mind. We practice meditating for a few minutes a day, or maybe meditating on yoga pit and doing puja there in yoga pit for an hour, a half hour while we're doing anik. Some people finish their anik and do yoga pit meditation in 10 minutes, once a day, anik. And they chant their Kam Gayatri Gopal mantra and so many other mantras in 10, 15 minutes. And some people sit for a longer time. But ultimately, the perfect Raghunuga Bhakta is sitting day, hours and hours. Siddha Krishnadas had one disciple, and he was training them in this Astakaliya meditation, Astakaliya Lila Smaranam, or meditation of Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes, eightfold daily pastimes. And he's telling that different times of the day you meditate on the Leelas that are happening at that time of the day. And this particular, and then you report to me in the evening, how was your meditation? And one disciple, he was meditating on something in the Madhyan Leela. Radharani was water splashing in Radhakund with Krishna, Jalkeli Vihar. And then one of her rings fell off while she was splashing, a ring fell off. And then that Manjari, in his meditation, Manasideya, he saw that ring fall off Radharani's finger. He said, oh, I have to retrieve that ring and bring it, give it back to Swamini, to Radha. So then he, in his mental body while he's meditating, he dove into the Radhakund. Then he stayed there for 8 or 9 hours in meditation, chanting mala, japa, meditating on where is that ring and how is Radharani going to carry on. Now she's going to Sriya Kund for puja, and then she'll go back to Barsana or Yavat. Then she'll cook for Krishna and she'll be wondering where that ring is. He was just absorbed. And he went through Madhyan Leela, he went through Aparan Leela, went through Pradosh Leela. And then he came in the late in the night, he came in this, Shayan Leela, then Pradosh Leela, then Nisha Leela, Ratri Leela. He came in Ratri time, about 10:30, 11 he came, because he was taking rest around 11:30. He came to his Guruji and said, oh Guruji, I'm a big failure. I didn't do my Astakaliya meditation, Smarana. I was in Madhyan Leela and I stayed there all the way till Ratri Kal, Ratri Leela. And I didn't do the other intervals of Leelas at different times of the day. And Guruji Siddha Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he said, very good. You have attained samadhi. You've attained samadhi and smarana. You just stayed absorbed in that one leela and that meditation, that bhav, that seva bhav, and passed the whole day. So this is the meditation, the practice of meditation. The goal is one for the gopis. And as I mentioned, the Kaivalyavadis or the yogis, their goal is, of course, Brahman, immersion to the one, the Brahman, become absorbed in the absolute. But the gopis, they want union, but they want a union of love. Like the Brahma, the yogis, they're doing meditation on whatever to attain that goal of Brahman. They want sayujya, they want union, merging union. So the gopis want a personal union. The object is love, the beloved Krishna. The goal is beloved, and their meditation is on the beloved. And when they meet him, then they want to have union with him, conjugal vilas, union with him in loving service. They want to become not They want union, but not union merging with Brahman. They want to be unified with the object of their love, that absolute person. And then they like the yogis, they have one desire. They annihilate all their desires and merge into Brahman. And the gopis have no desire either. They are up to calm. They have no desire. They're a calm. They're completely desireless. They only want Krishna. They have no desire. They only have Krishna's desire. His desire is for their love, to be satisfied and pleased and happy by their loving service, their dancing, their kissing, whatever they render. So they're one with Krishna. The gopis become one with Krishna's desire. His desire is he wants them. He wants their service. He wants their loving service, prema seva. So therefore, when love, Krishna's love, Krishna's prema seva, is the object of our meditation and the goal of our meditation, that is the perfect union in samadhi, and it's the perfect oneness in samadhi. Therefore, this Krishna Bhavana Yoga, this Krishna Bhavana Yoga, the gopis, is the greatest form of yoga. Because it's the object and the goal are one. And this is the experience. The acharyas say there's nothing more absorbing in love. If anyone has ever loved or fallen in love, they can understand how much that absorbs one. So this is a superior form of meditation. So sometimes what's very ironic is when the gopis are in the presence of Krishna, even they meditate. Usually when someone's separated from their beloved, then they think about their beloved. They remember her or think about her, or maybe see some object or some lady may pass by the husband's vision and has the same colored dress as his wife, or even the same dress for that matter if it's ready-made. Oh, that's my wife's dress. Oh, she looks so good in this. So he remembers. So the gopis, they're, even that's okay in separation. Certainly they meditate on Krishna. As these gopis are separated, the sadhana siddhas who couldn't come out on that first night of the rasa dance, they meditated deeply and felt Krishna's presence in their heart and spurti. But even when they come directly in the presence of Krishna, they meditate on them. It says that when the gopis came before Krishna, then one gopi closed her eyes and meditated on him. One gopi stood at a distance and bit her lips and looked at him angrily. That's Radharani. And one gopi saw him from a distance. She was stunned, stumba, in bhav, in this prema. She became stunned when she finally came in his presence. She closed her eyes and taking Krishna through the aperture of her eyes. Then she closed her eyes and tightly embraced him in her heart. He's right there. Another gopi went right up to him and embraced him. Another gopi went up to him, put her cheek to his, and passed her paan from her mouth to his tumble. Another gopi took Krishna's hand and put it on her shoulder, on her breast. So they interacted with him different ways, but some gopis even meditate on Krishna when they're even in the presence of Krishna. So that shows you the superiority of their meditation. Yet they've attained the goal of their meditation, and again they meditate. In union or separation, they meditate. This is Krishna Tadbhavanam Danyam, Dhyanam. So what the acharyas are saying, that the state of the consciousness of the gopis, what is the state of consciousness, the state of the gopis' consciousness when they are absorbed in meditation? They say it's one of complete, absolute love. They're completely absorbed in Krishna. Their state of their consciousness is not really dhyanam or meditation, it's actually samadhi. That's why that even the sadhana siddha gopis, they were meditating, but they felt complete oneness with the object of their love, so much that Krishna was right in front of them. In his absence, they feel his presence. In his presence, they feel his absence. You've heard this term, union and separation. So this is... There's many verses about this meditation. It's amazing that how often do the gopis resort to meditation? On one level, it's instructive to us, but on another level, it shows that for the gopis, meditation, being in the presence of Krishna or being separated from Krishna, is one continuous flow of loving rapture. of sacred loving rapture and sacred experience of Krishna at different levels. Is he before me or is he away from me? Am I united with him or am I separated from him? Is this Sambhog or this is Vipralamba? This is Samprayog or is this Viyog? This complete union with Krishna or is this separation from Krishna? Because it's all bliss. Anandamaya Vyasat. It's all bliss for the gopis. There's 9 different verses. There's 9 verses in the Ras Lila discussion that describe this meditation of the gopis. Chapter 29, verse 9 through 11, which we're discussing, and verse 27, 35. Chapter 31, verse 10 and 13. Chapter 32, verse 7 and 8. That's 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think it's 9. Maybe 8. We'll look at those and close the class today and continue tomorrow with some other points and probably go on to verse number 10. During the Adhik Mas classes in Ras Lila, we covered 7 verses in 1 month. Right? Because this is verse 8 or 9. What is this? Verse 9. 8 verses. 60 hours and 8 verses. Because the Acharya's commentaries are so wonderful and there's no hurry. Where is anyone going? Everyone's probably here for Kartik, or maybe you live here. And Prati Shloke, Prati Akshari, Sarva Artakai. It's all Radha and Krishna. It's amazing how much can be said about 2 people, Radha and Krishna. I mean, that's what the gopis are saying in the Gopi Gita. They say, Tavakatam Ritam Tatajim Burijan. And there's an interesting commentary by Vishnu. He says, the gopis, they're actually criticizing. These guys, they wander around glorifying Krishna day and night, always talking about Krishna, these Burijans, because they're trying to do welfare work for everyone. But they don't know that this person they're glorifying, if anyone hears about this person that they're glorifying, they'll become a beggar. They'll drop their families and everything. Swajana Maryapatam Chahitpam. They'll drop everything and they'll run to Vrindavan. They'll be like beggars trying to make survive in Vrindavan. And just sitting in the under the trees and singing day and night the glories of Krishna just like some intoxicated bird. So what kind of well-wishers are these? These Buridajana. Buridajana. Buridajana means that person who gives Burida. He gives goodness and benefit to the jana, to the people. Vishnu says, they're not doing any good to the people. They're ruining people's lives by telling about Krishna day and night. Tavakatamritam tattajivanam. What is this kamasha? That they're removing all the dirt. They're actually making people's lives, ruining people's lives. And you can see when people come to Krishna consciousness, so much topsy-turvy happens in their life. Viparita. Husbands, wives, upside down, breakups, family breakups, rejections, social ostracism, and thrown out of your family parivar and cut out of your will and thrown out of the house, and divorces and separations and heartaches and heartbreaks and castigations and rumors and criticisms and curses. It's difficult. I don't know anyone has, even the gopis, Krishna's parishads, his nitya parishads, they have so much difficulty. So we were saying these verses 27, 9, and 11 we'll discuss, and then we'll look at 29, verse 29. These are all verses about meditation with the word dhyanam. Verse 27, rather, 29, 27. Shravanat darshanat dhyanam mai bhavo nukirtanat natata sanikarshena pratiyata tato grihan. This is Krishna preaching to the Braja gopis. Listen, why did you come here? Just go home and meditate. Don't you know in the previous verses, Krishna Tadbhavanam, Dadhyar Milita Lochana? All you suddenness did is you were back there meditating. Go back home and meditate. And you came out on the other night, or now you're here. Don't you know that transcendental love for me arises by hearing about me and seeing my deity form, meditating on me and faithfully chanting my glories. The same result is not achieved by mere physical proximity. So please go back to your homes. So Krishna himself is saying, your physical proximity, your presence standing before me, waiting to embrace me and dance in the Rasa dance. But that's nothing. You should go home and feel my presence. If you go home, you really feel my presence. And then the gopis say, what nonsense are you saying? You're here. We can see you with our eyes and touch you with our hands and smell you with our noses. We want that, direct. And we go home, it's like it's some imagination, it's kalpana, it's a dream, it's a swapna, it's a spurti. He said, no, it's, you know, love will arise. If you go and meditate on me and worship me, do puja, love will come. This Krishna prema upajai. Haven't you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Krishna nam jap, Krishna prema upajai. You chant my name and Krishna prema upajai. Krishna prema, you chant Krishna's name and love of God will rise in your heart. Upajai. I say, well, how do you think we got here if we didn't love you? How do you think we're standing right in front of you, waiting to embrace you and dance in rasa if we didn't have love? Bhav and prema and mahabhav. Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen. They told him, he said, you're giving very nice bhakti tattva. You're preaching very nice bhakti tattva. Bhakti tattva gan. Very nice sambandha tattva, Krishna, you're telling us. That transcendental love for you arises by bhakti. That's very nice. Listen, we've already done that. Thousands and thousands of lives. We are bhakti sadhana siddha gopis. Don't you know? We're the rishicharis and municharis. We know everything you're saying about bhakti and dhyanam. We know the shrutis and smritis pranadi. Shruti, smriti, pranadi. Panchayachika vidin vina. We know. Vidi, we know these things. And then we practice bhakti for thousands of lives and we attain gopi deha. And we heard you called us with your flute and now we're here. And you're telling us to go meditate? That's one verse of meditation. Verse 35. Now the gopis, they shows that the gopis use, here in this verse, the gopis are using yoga as a threat. They're threatening Krishna in this verse, because now this is part of Pranaya Gita. The gopis speak back. When they answer back, Krishna's very astute and powerful preaching. We're ahead of the game here a little bit. Maybe we won't even get there this month. Verse 35. But in this verse, chapter 29, verse 35, the gopis are threatening. Listen, we're here in front of you, Sakshat. Now we want, what do we want? We want you to give us your lips or we'll die. And before we die, we'll go home. If you don't kiss us and embrace us and dance with us in the rasa and enjoy the taste of our lips and enjoy the warm and loving caress of our arms, because you call us here for that. We are your meant to be enjoyed by you. We're your prakriti. You're our purusha. We are your enjoyable object. We are your beloved. So love us. Enjoy. Be satisfied. We exist only for you. There's no other meaning to our existence. But if you don't want us and reject us and send us home, okay, we'll die. But we'll die meditating. If you don't kiss us and accept the nectar of our lips, the Radhara Sudha Amritam, the Adhara Amritam, the Radhara Sudha Adhara Amritam, the nectar of Radha's lips, don't accept it, then all right, we'll become yogis, we'll become yoginis, the ultimate yoginis, we'll meditate on you, Krishna Bhavanam Dhyanam, and then we'll die, we'll give up our bodies in the fire of meditation like great yogis. So then they say, Chinchanganas twad adhara amritam purakena hasavaloka kalagit charich chayagnim ya agni sached vayam viraha jagragni upayukta deha janena yama pariyo padavim sakete. Krishna, pour upon us the nectar of your lips. Pura kena amritam, adhara amritam. Twad means yours. Sinchanga. It's very interesting because sincha means please 4. Sincha Anga. They're calling Krishna, like Anga refers to Krishna in this verse. Sincha Anga. You are our Anga, you are limbs of our body. Our body is your body, your body is our body. Sometimes we become your body and imitate your leelas. Hey, look, I am Krishna. Just see how I walk. Just see my gait. Hey, I am Krishna. Hey, you rascal Kali, you get out from here. I have appeared to remove miscreants from the world like you. Stop polluting my Yamuna. Jao, Kali. Hey, Gopi, I am Krishna. Just see how I play the flute. So they become Krishna Anga. We say Sri Krishna Anga when we do this pranam prayer. This is the Anga. This is the form, the body of Sri and Krishna, the Bhagavatam. Sinchanga Nastwad. It says, please pour Anga, our dear Krishna, Adhara Amritam, the nectar of your... Then Purakena means flood. So pour the nectar of your lips. Don't pour it. You can pour like this. Say, for example, you're pouring some milk into a cup from a 2-liter container. So you can pour like that, or you can open the lid and go, psh, and fill, then just flood the cup with 2 liters, 3 liters, and a little 200 milliliter cup, it just floods over. So the gopis are saying, okay, sincha anga, twam adhara amritam purakena. Purakena means flood, pour, and then flood our lips with the nectar. Downpour, just a flood means a downpour, no flood, pralaya, flood. Because we need a flood, because if there is a forest fire, and the river is just moving like this, what, it cannot put out the forest fire, it's just the river. But if there's torrential rains, and that river floods its banks, you ever hear of the Ganga in Mayapur, flooding in September after the rainy season, they open the dam, and it floods and goes all the way up and goes to the first floor of the long building, the chakra building. And all the cows from the goshala are moved into the second floor of the long building. The cows. And they take vinyl pieces, Yashoda knows. They take vinyl pieces of like a swimming pool lining. And they cut it in pieces and they put it on the hooves of the cows. I was there 1 year. They put it on the hooves of the cows and make shoes. And they put rubber bands around it. Because the cows were trying to walk up the stairs to get to the first floor to escape the floodwaters of the Ganga, and they were slipping and falling back down because of their hard hoofs, and some were hurting their legs. So they gave them rubber shoes. The cows finally got shoes. There's only 200-300 of them, but it was a mad shoe production, cutting pieces of vinyl, and put on all their 4 hoofs, and they had 4-wheel drive, you know, 4 hoofs, 4-hoof drive. And then they could make it up the stairs. There was a flood. The whole Ganga flooded 10, 12, 50 feet. People live in... When they make a house in Mayapur, the ground floor starts 12 feet above the ground. It's called the air floor. A-I-R, artist in the air. A-I-R, residence. Artist in residence probably stayed in a place called A-I-R, artist loft. So this... I don't know anyone's been to Mayapur, but they have houses. The ground floor is built like this on an arch, and you have to go up these big stairs. You ever seen? You haven't seen. So every house is about, right? You showed every house about 20 feet above the ground because they don't want to be under the water when it floods. So why are the gopis asking for Purakena, for a flood? Because their hearts are a forest fire. So if the river floods over and there's a fire on the banks of the river, the forest comes to the bank of the river, but there's no civilization. All the trees come right to the banks. Krishna's on the banyan tree on the banks of the Yamuna in Vamshivat. And so then, so the Yamuna's going like this and the whole forest and the Tata is burning, then it won't go out. But if it floods, then it puts, so it says, that's what they said. Flood our lips with the nectar because there's a fire in our hearts. Who made that fire? You're a fire bug. They have a term in America, fire bug. It's a little kid that goes around matches and lights fires in the forest and stuff like that. And then they have to come and put it out. You ignite it with your smiling glances and sweet song of your flute. If you do not give us this flood of nectar, we will give up our bodies in the fire of separation from you. But before we do that, we'll be like yogis and we'll attain your lotus feet by meditation. Dhyana, parayo paravim sakeite. Sakeite means, hey friend, oh friend, sake, hey saka. You're our friend. So you want us, you're going to let your friend die right before your eyes? Your friend says, I'm going to die before your eyes if you don't give me your friendship. No, no, I'll give you my friendship. Don't be unhappy. Sakete. But I'll die, and I love you so much, I'll think of your feet, not your smile. I'm asking for your lips. Flood our lips with your nectar to put out the fire of love and intense unmad, that intense madness of prema, which you've created with your beautiful, sweet glances, loving smiles and sweet flute playing. You did it all to us. It's your fault. But now you're not accepting us. Now you're driving us home to our miserable houses and empty houses and miserable husbands. Just watch us now. We'll give up Agni. We'll meditate on the fire in the stomach and heart, and meditate on the fire of separation will consume our prana. And we'll die thinking of your feet like a yogi, because yogis meditate on the feet of Vishnu and burn up their body in the consummate fire of Agni Samadhi. This is one verse. And we can continue tomorrow with some more verses about their meditation.